Radio. My name is Steve Shank. This is our second hour of our onslaught to the issues that face our day, the most important one of all time and space is the issue of the meager little honeybee. I've got Jim Phillips on the line with me, who you all have learned to know and love, and he and I in the break were just talking about what we need to cover next. I just want to do a real quick summary, folks. In the first hour, we tried to impress upon you the fact that the issue of the honeybee and the fact that we will not have food is the most serious issue that you've ever heard us talk about. The only choice you have, you cannot wait for somebody to solve the problem. You must act, and you must act now. You must get a supply of food in to feed your family. I don't care what resources it takes. I don't care who you order it from. Just get the guidelines from the co-op. If you can't stand us and don't want to mess with the J. Michael Stevens Group, go find somebody else. But before you do that, get the warning so that you don't waste your money. But the fact is, call in, find out how much food you need, what you're going to have to do, what it costs, and start putting in immediately a huge food supply based on what you've thought before. Your life is going to depend on it, I promise you. And then in this segment, in this last hour, we're going to turn Jim loose to give you a few more ideas of the things that are going to be affected by the ripple effect of the disappearance of food that you're going to have to address. Some of them will be home security issues. Some of them will be just simple, regular, everyday life issues. But keep taking notes. But the most important note that you make is you can't wait for us to solve the problem. We've already given you the solution. This is the task force. The reason that you can become fearless by listening to us and accepting our counsel and following up and doing research where we tell you to do it. The reason you can become fearless is that you very simply eliminate your dependency. Well, right now the entire world is dependent on the meager little honeybee, which is disappearing. And if you don't accept the responsibility for taking back your dependency from that honeybee by putting in a supply of food and getting prepared in the other emergency areas, it's not going to be long. We're talking in terms of weeks, maybe months, definitely not a year, before you will absolutely be affected by what we're talking about on this program today. So there. Jim, yes. What are we going to talk about in this next section with regard to emergency preparedness?
Well, let's assume that people do understand that you need to do the put in food. You put it in now, because that's the thing that can go away. That, of course, is not the only thing that you need to sustain yourself, but it's one that you must have in reserve now, because once it's gone, it's gone. Then you have the ripple effect that I started to talk about from an economic standpoint. If the honeybee industry has gone away, you can say, well, okay, well, then we don't have honey. Well, that's just a small part of what we eat, but it's the honeybee's activity about pollinating that's the big one that causes parts of our food industry to go away.
That's right. And after this next break, folks, keep your pens and your notebooks handy. We're going to be back with Jim Phillips, and we're going to be dealing with issues that are important to you today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
I've got Jim Phillips on with me. Jim, would you finish kind of that initial thought, and then we have Robert in Arizona that we're going to go to, and then get back to the subject. What's up?
It's just this ripple that goes out, because as you start losing the food and the industries that are dependent on it, transportation, processing, the jobs, the economy that comes from those things, that begins to ripple out through the economy, let alone the fact that people are hungry. Then you have people want the problem solved, and so now they're going to be asking for the government to step in. I'm having my little airline adventure right now. We've had snowstorms, which is out of anybody's control in the airport here, and the agents, and I watch agents getting chewed out by people because they're going to be late for catching their crews.
Yeah.
Well, what are those people going to be like when they don't have any food in the grocery store? They're going to be very, very angry, and they're going to be looking for somebody to solve their problem. They'll be begging for somebody to solve their problem. It just ripples out through the society and will become extremely disruptive to every facet of our life. And that's where you need to be prepared to deal with those things, to not be caught up in the frenzy of them. So the rest of the things we talk about in preparedness become extremely important, so that you're not standing in line, whether it be a bread line, a water line, or a clothing line, or anything else.
Sounds like a deal. Let's go to Robert in Arizona. Robert, welcome aboard. Do we have Robert still?
Manny? Yes, Steve. Hello.
Hey.
I've got a couple of questions for you. I've kept bees here in Arizona before and don't have any problems that I detect as of yet here with disappearance of hives.
Uh-huh.
But I don't commercially keep bees. I have some people I know that are beekeepers. And over the years, we've had trouble with mites. You know, the little mites that can get in the air pipe of the of the honey bee, especially the European bee, and which is most of our beekeeping is done with Europeanized strains of honeybees. And we've had trouble with the mite. And all I can say is when the Africanized bees came up from South America through Central America and into Mexico and eventually jumped the border, people were scared to death of those bees initially. But one of the hidden blessings is once those Africanized bees started mixing with the domestic commercial bee populations, they started developing increasing resistance to the mite. And the bee populations are a little more aggressive. You have to be careful around them when you handle them.
Yeah.
But if you occasionally requeen with a European queen and then still allow some of the you can never really breed out the Africanized strain. Once it gets in the bee population, you're stuck with it,
right.
Which in a way is a hidden blessing because we now have more resistance to the mite. And if anybody needs to keep bees, maybe they've got a little homestead or a farm and they want to keep some bees, it might come down to the situation where people have to go to Arizona or Texas and get some bee populations that have some Africanized strain built into the bee.
There you go. Now, the other thing, Robert, that I was going to bring up that might be either of interest or that you can shed some light on is that a lot of times now they are using a nicotine-based pesticide, which France and Italy have outlawed because it was killing off their bees. The way it's intended to work is it affects the brain metabolism of the bees and impairs their ability to navigate back to the hive. Now, the reason that they think that this might be something that's significant in these disappearances is that they use that right now for that very reason, to control termites. Termites lose their direction, get lost, can't get back to the hive, and they're thinking that some of these pesticides that they're using right now on the plants, and one of the things that I was thinking, now, you are fairly isolated. You don't have these huge, 10,000 hives of bees that you're transporting around the country, exposing them to all of these various high-tech pesticides, high-tech genetically altered crops. So maybe you might be our only hope in terms of regenerating.
That's what I'm thinking, is that small beekeepers in rural areas might end up reaping a whirlwind in the long run from this trouble that the world's seeing. And like you say, there could be environmental stresses due to pesticides or additives that are somehow getting into the food chain or into agricultural production.
Absolutely.
There may be other factors. You know, I often wonder, you know, how China, you know, the mite originally came out of China that is bothering our bees.
Yeah.
And I've often wondered, well, if China's had this problem all this time, their bees must have figured out a way to adapt to the mite, or there might be some other process going on. Maybe there are other insects that pollinate in China. Maybe the honeybee is not a major pollinator there anymore.
Well, from what I understand in some of the reading that I've been doing, and in talking with this little gal that, my goodness, she is extremely astute in all of her research. This folks, you might want to remember this name, Linda Bolton Howe, is just a wealth of information, and she's got a website, earthfiles.com, that has several of her articles that are extremely enlightening. But what I understand is that the mite isn't perceived at this point as an issue as much anymore, but right now the real unsolvable one is the question of whether it's the genetically altered plants or some of these nicotine-based pesticides or some of the what they refer to as layering, Robert, where you might have one pesticide that is supposed to be bee friendly. But
yeah, I follow you. I follow you on the idea, the concept of layering it, but it also could be a combination of a chemical and the mite. It could
there
be
you go.
Not just chemical to chemical layering, but it might be an environmental chemical thing or an environmental thing mixed with the mite. It could actually be three things for all we know at this point. But I've just talked to a friend in Bavaria in Germany, and he says that mite is the biggest problem with the large bee populations being destroyed in Europe. And he's not fully up on this nicotine-based poisons. You say they're used in France and Poland or Spain and Poland?
No, they were actually made illegal in France and Italy.
Okay,
and those are the two countries that are doing fairly well with their bee populations.
Okay, but you say in Poland and Spain that was allowed for a while and they had problems?
In Poland and Spain, I don't know about that specific issue. I just know that a lot of the pesticides, and that was a general statement, and I'm guessing that it's probably the nicotine-based pesticide, had the effect. And when we made the comparison between Spain and Poland, Spain has the large industrialized type beekeeping operations where you would expect things to be passed around a lot, but Poland does not. It's the individual little farmers isolated out there by themselves, and they're still having the problem. So apparently it's coming from where the bees are trafficking in their pollen gathering activities. So,
well, you know, there's one other possibility too, with all this Gulf War mess kicking up all this nanoparticulates of this depleted uranium and some of these other things. I wonder if maybe we shouldn't get somebody that's able to do assaying in the in discovering, you know, trace amounts of these radionuclides. Maybe there's something like that that's getting into the air and that's affecting the bees. And if it is, it would be measurable.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, the fact is that we're dealing right now with issues that no one has defined, and until they define them, they ain't going to solve them. And
that's true.
The fact is that at this point, what we try and do here, Robert, at the task force, is we try and give people solutions for now. And the only conclusion I can draw is not to depend on the fact that there is going to be food this next year.
Well, I believe, I'm a firm believer in storing food and having reserves to fall back on for any reason, Steve.
Yeah.
We weren't born yesterday, and the human race has endured a lot of stresses throughout, you know, recorded history. But the fact remains that even though things feel fairly good today, there's no guarantee what tomorrow will bring.
Well, like the old saying goes, if you're in good times, bad times will always follow, and if you're in bad times, good times will always follow, and that's the way things go. Robert, I appreciate your call. That was really great. I'd like to get back to Jim and some of his summary right now,
okay.
If you don't mind.
I'd like to share with you one final thing. I'd like to spend time with you some other weekend sharing how to do a containerized garden system that the average homeowner could employ very well.
That would be great. To tell you what, if you could call me during the week, just use our regular 800 numbers, 800-409-5633, and just reintroduce yourself as Robert, and we'll get you scheduled on, because I'm sure that this could be very, very useful to our listeners.
Sure thing. Talk to you later.
I appreciate it, Robert. We've got a break now, and we'll be back with Jim Phillips in just a second, folks, and I hope you're taking notes, because this is worthwhile stuff.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
This is Steve Shank. This is Fearless Radio, and I have Jim Phillips on with me. We have been talking. We had a very interesting caller in the last segment that keeps bees. Jim, you had brought up the question of the canary. For you listeners that aren't familiar with that, I'm going to have Jim relate this to you.
Well, in the mines years ago, the detector of methane or other gases was the canary in the cage, because it was much more sensitive to those things than the human being was. So they carried a canary down into the mines, and if the canary dropped off its perch in the bottom of the cage, it was like the miners need to get out of there now because they're going to be next. So that was an indicator. And there's a possibility that the honeybee may be kind of the canary in the cage in some of our environmental issues, because they touch so many of the plants and the soil and the air and the water, and they're all around us. And where we've been adding the chemistries to the soil and to the plants, and then literally tying it into the DNA in the plants, the honeybee may be the canary that says our environment, our food chain and those things is becoming toxic to us. No, we're not dying off yet directly, but it's having an impact on us. And that's speculative. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised, because here we've been trying to play God with these things and create plants that were not naturally, and I'll use quotes around naturally, created, and we've been trying to make them better than the way they were. That may work for a little while, but it's possible that now the effects of that are coming back to bite us, so to speak, and bite us in a very big way. So
I don't think it's conjecture at all, Jim. Of course, you know me. You're more cautious than I am. I come out and make rather brash statements about how things are, and later
right.
on they're proven to be correct.
Right.
That's
my scientific training and background is, you know, that I'm still looking for the evidence, but I can certainly conjecture and say that, you know, it's almost a no-brainer that something is going on here. I don't know the mechanism, but it's happening. It's a problem. It's a problem. Okay, what are we going to do? You've got to take control of your environment. You've got to take control of your household. You've got to take care of your supplies because they may not be there and you may not be able to get them from somebody else. It's having the food and it's having the other reserves and the material things and the understanding of what to do that as things become tougher and tougher and tougher, whether that's next week, next month, next year, I don't know what the time schedule is. I just know that it's looming. And you need to take action now. If you wait until it is absolutely so obvious that everybody is in the line at Walmart, it's too late.
Absolutely.
It's when everybody is down there cleaning out the store shelves because the hurricane is, you know, 100 miles off the coast, it's too late for you to go to the store. Well, we have that approaching hurricane. We just don't know how long until landfall, but it's on the way. And you must take action now in all of these areas.
Well, the only thing that I would say, Jim, is it's not an approaching hurricane. I would say right now it is onshore and it's blowing houses down, and the houses it's blowing down are the production facilities that we have for food. And, yes, we might have the result of it in our kitchens at our dining room table a few months later, but the hurricane is here. It's no longer something that we can anticipate coming for a couple of weeks or whatever. But I've got to regress back to what you were talking about, messing with nature and stuff. Back way, way back in early TV, margarine had just been introduced, and there was a butter commercial that came on in defense of the dairy industry that had this gal in a big old flowing gown, and they were talking about butter versus margarine, and the lightning flashed and the thunder roared, and this gal came out and swirled her gown around. She says, "Don't mess with Mother Nature." You remember
right.
that one?
I do.
Well, you know what? We need her. We need her.
Yes.
But now, presently, you were conjecturing. The reason that I won't even go so far as to say we're conjecturing about the immune system. We have immune deficiency anemia. We have all sorts of brain and muscle deteriorating immune-based diseases. Immune. We have people dying of heart attacks. We have people dying of diabetes and kidney failure. All of the major problems are stress-based, which destroys the immune system, which destroys the body, and maybe we are the canary indicating that the bees better get out of Dodge. Who knows?
Yeah. That may be true.
But you see, now, in addition to that, you're sitting in Atlanta. You can't get out of there. I've got beautiful sunny weather here. We have unprecedented weather conditions boiling up around us that are affecting things. And so now we've been talking about food. I'm going to make one last shot, folks, at food, and then we're going to turn loose, Jim, on emergency supplies. Food, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com, and we'll be back after this next break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Water, but you can't store all the water that you need, probably. you can replenish your water supplies. We usually have a lot of it around us, but it becomes contaminated in emergencies and when systems and infrastructures break down. That's where the water filtrations come in and the ability to combination of boil and or use chemical things. You can learn about those. Those are simple. You put in the filters, you put in the containers, and you practice those things a little bit now. The clothing, when you run into the utilities that are down, whether it's from a storm or because there aren't enough people to go maintain the power plant and you don't have power in the middle of winter, you need to be warm. You don't care that your house is cold. Let your house get cold. You need to stay warm. So that's where the clothing comes in. And things like the foam clothing that I teach people about, you can learn to make those kinds of things and take care of yourself. Sanitation, a critical issue. You need to have the sanitation supplies in place so that you don't get sick. If you have the food, the water, and the clothing, and you end up with some disease because you couldn't keep your environment clean or keep people around you clean, then you still lost the battle. So sanitation,
Jim,
is a critical thing.
Let me break in,
yes,
a minute. I need to tell our listeners a concept. Folks, I know that when you come in and listen to Fearless Radio, you are going to hear the same four songs sung different ways every single time. Emergency preparedness, food supplies, debt, and medical stuff. Now, the reason that we sing those songs is, I hate to tell you this, but that's all there is. There is nothing more with regard to what you need to do right now. You don't need to look for a good deal on a new car. You don't need to look for some sort of an immediate pond scum multi-level that you can get involved with. There's only one area that you need to concentrate on. That's what we're talking about here. And until every single one of you out there has a multi-year supply of food for your entire family that you're responsible for, until you have your cold weather clothing, your sanitation issues worked out, until you have all of the things that you can get information from Jim and his part of the task force on, until you are completely out of debt, until you are perfectly healthy and those you love are, you are going to hear those same songs. And until you have covered those same issues, continue to listen and don't whine about the fact that we're covering the same material. It's all you got. It is your life. It is our life. The task force is not hugely interested in profit. Just talk to Jim about the stuff he gets you for almost nothing. But we are interested in saving lives. This is your life. And that's what Jim's talking about. That's what we will continue to talk about until the last breath that we have. So, Jim, go on with that. I just needed to say that because it occurred to me that many people might be thinking, well, these guys are talking about the same thing. If you don't have it all done, then shut up and listen and take notes and get your butt out there tomorrow morning and start. Anyway, go back to it, Jim.
And we do this as a community. And see, for me, it's to reach out to other people around us and help them do this, because I don't do this on my own. I need community. I need people around me. And that's why I travel across the country. That's why I was up in upstate New York doing some classes to help people there get prepared, because their preparation will, in fact, reflect back on me out in Utah. I want to see them prepared and all across this country. As many people as will listen and will go to work and do it. These eight areas that I talk about, it's very, very simple. Most of it is somewhat, you know, self-evident that you have to do. The clothing, the water, the sanitation, the nutrition, the food, the shelter. What if you have to leave your home? What if you have to be a little bit of a vagabond for a while? Well, what are you going to take with you? How do you take care of your shelter? In most cases, we'll look and say, well, you're going to stay at home, but you may have a cold house. That's where the food comes back in.
But, yeah, Jim, I can't imagine having to leave my home. I've never had to. My parents never had to. I can't imagine having to leave my home. So what's your big deal?
You may not have to leave your home, and maybe you can't imagine, but what if you do? You have to look at all of the areas if these things happen. You know my moniker that I talk about all the time, which is there's no doubt that tomorrow comes. There's no dispute that things happen, but how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it'll be an adventure. We prepare for the worst not because we're gloom and doom oriented, but simply just in case. If those things occur, I want to make it. I want my family to make it. I don't want to watch my children and grandchildren suffer and die. It's as simple as that. I have a responsibility to them, and then I have a responsibility to my community around me. That's why I like to share these things and reach out to people to help them so that those good, God-fearing people, Christian people that are listening, that's who we need to rebuild things around us. So that's why I reach out to these people every time that I can so that we can make a difference there. You're going to need some tools, by the way, also. Tools that you have so you can do your gardening or your repair. You'll need some supplies so that you can fix some things and maintain them. And then with all of these things together, we'll actually end up doing some, if it really gets bad, if and when things get bad, then we have the ability to barter our skill, our knowledge, our time, some of our supplies, our tools, our ability to help other people, and I'll trade you a head of lettuce for some of your carrots. And we will do those kinds of things, but you've got to put things in now, and you must learn the skill so that you can do those things. You know, spring is coming. Now is the time to garden. Don't just put in the seeds and say, well, I have them if I need them. You ought to learn how to plant at least one of those things, how to harvest them. You need to save some seeds. Just having a book on the shelf isn't good enough. You need to have that book, and you've read that book and have an understanding of some of those things, but you practice part of those things. You play with them. This is not a gloom and doom topic. This is a fun topic as far as I'm concerned, where we have been warned and forewarned, and we can see the handwriting on the wall. Have fun with getting ready. Don't get morose. This is a thing that we get to do, and we have an opportunity to do, and we can be a blessing to a lot of other people around us, both in our household and other households around us. We can reach out and assist other people. You may have to, in some areas, I'll say, get out of the way because you can't help the world. I was taken to task one time by people that says you need to go off and live in isolation because you can't help a community and everybody around you if nobody else prepares. That's true. I can't feed everybody else, and I can't support everybody else, but I also can be a resource to them. But for some people, maybe you do need to move. Look at your circumstances, your situation, where you live, and it's like, I need to get where it's a little less populated so I have a chance. I don't know. You will have to evaluate each and every one of those things yourself. I have been doing that. That's part of what we try and teach people is how you can do it and prepare for your situation. The people that live in Arizona, their clothing is going to be a little different than the guys that live in Minnesota. So it's all somewhat individualized.
Yeah, and the thing is that putting in a supply, for example, it takes skills, minor skills, but skills. Dealing with the sanitation issues, it takes skills. And I've got a thought for you listeners out there. All of you at one time or another have had a job, something that you, as many of you were craftsmen, many of you were professionals, many of you just did regular labor, whatever it is. The fact is, what you did for a living took some skill. And if you were to sit down and write a book and give it to your 20-year-old son or daughter and say, okay, I've put my knowledge into this, and if you expected them to read that book and go and do your job as good as you do it today, or you did it before you retired from it, what do you think the chances are they'd be able to do it? None.
Yeah.
Everything takes experience. Everything takes hands-on building the skills. Preparedness is just that important. If you don't know how to use your cold weather clothing, you don't know how to put up a shelter if you're outside, the last time to learn it is when you have to have it. It's the same way if you are a skilled laborer that goes out and swings a shovel 8 hours a day, you have skills and the ability. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to clean out calf pens. That's shoveling the crap out the back door of the barn into a manure spreader. I'll tell you what, I could clean more calf pens in a shorter period of time than three of the hired men that my dad hired to come in and work because I had the skill. Now, that's not a wonderful skill, is it? But dadgummit, taking care of your own sanitation isn't a wonderful skill either. But if you don't do it, you're going to be in deep trouble. And if you wait till the last minute and you don't know how to handle that porta potty or whatever the heck you're using, you're going to be in deep.
Yes, you will. That's right.
You know what I was going to say, and every listener out there knows you're going to be in deep doo doo.
That's right.
And so,
you learn now and you practice now, but have fun with it is what I ask people to do. Is please have fun with these things and don't get all morose. I see if you focus on how bad it can get and all the bad things that can happen, people quit. They give up. They say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go through that stuff. I don't want to have to put up with these kinds of things. I'd rather die. That's a lousy attitude. That's a stinking thinking attitude that people
stinking,
should
thinking?
Think.
Come on.
Yes.
Stinking thinking. That's as bad as my deep doo-doo, Jim. I gotta tell you now, I know I'm going to get some listeners calling me and saying, who in the heck wanted to hear about this? But let's go back to the calf pens I was cleaning out. I was about 16 years old, okay? And I was cleaning out calf pens. Now, that's a crappy job. I can't help it. These things keep coming up. But anyway, what I did, my dad came home and he made one mistake one time. He said, son, man, you got that thing cleaned out that fast? And boy, that's all it took. I went and got an old beat up wind up alarm clock that my mom used to set out in the barn so she could know when to wake us up for school while she was milking the cows. And anyway, I got that alarm clock and I set it up on a post right next to the calf pen, and I timed myself and I worked against myself to clean out that calf pen, and I got to the point where I could clean a whole calf pen in 10 minutes. Now, that doesn't mean anything to anybody, but it's about what you do to take a challenge. Normally, an average teenager would say, oh, I got to go clean out the stinking old calf pen. I don't know why my dad makes me do this. Can't we hire a hired man? But one thing led to another, and it became a challenge and a fun thing, and pretty soon I was timing the stupid calf pen. Now, that's a dumb thing to talk to people about, but it's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's about attitude. It's about your approach to things. And these things about emergency preparedness and survival and all that stuff, it's an attitude.
Absolutely.
And it needs to be a positive attitude about why we're doing this. Make a choice. I want to live or die. Simple. Okay, I decide I want to live. Well, then do something about it. You do something about it now. You get started, you keep going, you learn some more things, and you practice these things. I tell people, please turn off the electricity of your house periodically, every now and then. Just make it a game, though.
Yeah.
Now, you don't kill the power to the refrigerator. You flip all the breakers except the refrigerator and the freezer so you don't rot all the food that's in there. You tape the door shut, and you say, we're going to do this for a day. Well, after you figured out all the things that you struggled with in a day, do it for 2 or 3 days. Turn it off. You will educate yourself. You do not have to go to school on all of this stuff. You can train yourself. Now, there's people like myself and like you that can help you learn faster some of these things, but you could gather it all yourself. Turn off the water to your house. I dare you to do that one. Go to that valve that comes to your house and turn that thing off. What are you going to do when you can't flush that flusher? How are you going to handle that? Okay, look, we'll just let it build up for a half a day and then we'll flush it. No, what are you going to do if you don't have the water on for 3 days or a week? That'll point out some of the weaknesses in your system that you will either figure out the answers yourself or you're going to get to somebody who can tell you what you can do about it.
Well,
you'll be motivated to do it.
The other thing on attitude, Jim, is, we get calls, the J. Michael Stevens group gets calls, and people say, well, I know that you advocate a 3 or 4 or 5 year supply. We can't even afford a 1 year supply. Well, okay, so what's the response to that? What do you do about it? If you knew tomorrow, and we've been telling you, you're going to have a supply of your own food that you can trust to live on, and it's probably going to be more than 1 year, 2 years, maybe 3 years, maybe four. I don't know, you do your own research, but whatever you decide it is, if you can't afford it, but you have to have it tomorrow or you die, what's your choice? Do you do whatever it takes? Yeah. It's the same way with what Jim's talking about with sanitation. Do you do what it takes? Yes. The only alternative to the kind of stuff that we're talking about here, this gym stuff, do you have cold weather clothing or do you wait until your house is down to 30 degrees and you're shivering, you're bundled up with all the blankets, you're totally immobilized because the cold weather and the fan doesn't blow on your furnace to get the gas heat around it. Maybe you don't even have gas to the furnace. You know, do you wait till then? No. Take it as a challenge and don't say, I can't. I can't is not an attitude. It's death in what we're talking about. Keep on going, Jim. I got to throw my big mouth in here sooner or later.
You just simply find those areas, and then you go solve them, and you find ways of solve them, and you talk to people that can help you solve them. But be careful about your sources. Go to people that have experience with things. I don't believe anybody has the right to teach something they haven't lived, they haven't been a part of their life. So you find people that have done that, and you have them teach you.
Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and went to the convention, and we'll be back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and I've got Jim Phillips on with me today. And we're talking initially about the disappearance of the honeybee and the fact that we are now in the famine is not a matter of what's coming. It's not a matter of the bees not being able to pollinate, so we may have a shortage. We have shortages. We have the bees gone, and we are there. So it's no longer conjecture and future. And we were just in this last segment, we were talking about the absolute importance of taking control of your dependencies and getting back on an independent nature and getting things going immediately. I do need to ask one thing, just a little note here, folks. Earlier in the program, we mentioned that for some reason, they let us know through the CIA that Osama bin Laden had basically a monopoly grip on honey and the honey trafficking system within that part of the world, and he used it to fund and finance a lot of his activities. Interesting thought. He is actually a very, very wealthy man, and his whole group are, and it's interesting that honey and bees were a huge issue with that. I don't know if there's a connection, but it's got to make you ask. But before we get any further into the last bit of our discussion here, Jim, listeners, I want you to get in touch. If you have website access, I want you to look at some of the writings of Linda Moulton Howe. This woman is an outstanding investigative reporter. She's taken it upon herself to make us aware of what's going on with the honey and the bee situation. Earthfiles.com. Look it up. And, Jim, please give the information for your portion of the task force there so folks can get started at this very inexpensive but crucial part of their preparation. Do we have Jim on the line?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. Give your contact information, Jim.
Go online to www.preparemyfamily.com. That's preparemyfamily.com. Or call our toll-free number, which is 888-U-GET-SET. That's the letter U and then get set. And there you can order the two-hour principle-based DVD that we're getting people started with. It's $5.50. You can also order it online also. It's on our website.
Very good. And the other thing, folks, for general contact with the task force, whether it's on the debt-free strategies, the food supplies, or contact information for medical issues, call 800-409-5633. On the food issues, get up on the web at efoodsdirect.com. The issues that we've talked about this day are life issues. This is your life. Take it back. Take back your freedom and your liberties. Declare your independence. And remember always and forever, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is ever, ever free. Next week, same time, same place. Love y'all. Goodbye.